In 1947, Los Angeles was a city buzzing with excitement and optimism, eager to leave the horrors of World War II behind. But the city was about to be rocked by a gruesome murder that would shock the nation and remain unsolved for decades to come. It all started with the discovery of a body in a vacant lot on January 15th. The body was that of a young woman, later identified as Elizabeth Short, a 22-year-old aspiring actress who had come to Hollywood in search of fame and fortune. Elizabeth, or Betty, as she was known to her friends, had been brutally mutilated. Her body was cut in half at the waist, her mouth was cut from ear to ear, and her body was drained of blood. The killer had posed her body in a grotesque and unnatural position, leaving her arms and legs spread apart. The murder quickly captured the attention of the nation, with newspapers and radio stations reporting on the case nonstop. The media dubbed Elizabeth the Black Dahlia due to her dark hair and penchant for wearing black clothing. As the investigation unfolded, it became clear that Elizabeth had been leading a complicated and mysterious life. She had been involved with multiple men, many of whom were suspects in her murder. She had also been writing and sending letters to a friend, revealing her deepest fears and desires. Despite the best efforts of the police, however, the case remained unsolved. Over the years, countless theories and suspects were put forward, but none were ever proven. The Black Dahlia murder remains one of the most infamous and mysterious unsolved cases in American history. Elizabeth Short's brutal death captivated the nation and left a lasting impact on popular culture, inspiring books, movies, and TV shows. But for those who knew and loved Elizabeth, the pain and mystery of her death remains as fresh today as it was over 70 years ago.